Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the weekly report. The coming Biden-Putin train wreck summit. I have my doubts whether the Putin-Biden summit in Geneva will take place later this month. But even if somehow it is pulled off, recent Biden administration blunders mean the chances of anything of substance will be achieved is virtually nil. The Biden administration was supposed to signal a return to the adults to the room. No more bully Trump telling NATO it's useless, ripping up international climate control treaties, and threatening to remove troops from the Middle East and beyond. U.S. foreign policy would again flourish under the steady practice hands of the experts. Then Biden blurted out in a television interview that President Putin was a killer with no soul. Then U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discovered the hard way that his Chinese counterparts were in no mood to be lectured on an international rules-based order that is routinely flouted by Washington. It's going to be a rough 10 days for President Biden. Just as news breaks that under the Obama-Biden administration, the U.S. was routinely and illegally spying on its European allies, he is preparing to meet those same allies first at the G7 summit in England on June 11th to the 13th, and then as the June 14th NATO meeting in Brussels. Make no mistake, Joe Biden is up to his eyeballs in this scandal. Ed Snowden tweeted late last month when news broke that the U.S. teamed up with the Danes to spy on the rest of Europe that Biden is well prepared to answer for this when he soon visits Europe, since, of course, he was deeply involved in this scandal the first time around. Though Germany's Merkel and France's Macron have been loyal U.S. lapdogs, the revelation of how Washington treats his allies has put them in the rare position of having to criticize Washington. Outrageous and unacceptable are how they responded to this news. Russia has been routinely accused without evidence of malign conduct and interference in internal U.S. affairs, but it turns out that the country actually doing this spying and meddling was the U.S. all along and against its own allies. Surely this irony is not lost on Putin. Biden has bragged in the U.S. media that he would be taking Putin to task for Russia's treatment of political dissidents like Alexei Navalny. Biden wrote recently in the Washington Post that when he meets Putin, I will again underscore the commitment of the United States, Europe, and like-minded democracies to stand up for human rights and dignity. Perhaps President Putin will remind him of how the Biden administration continues the slow-motion murder of Julian Assange for the non-crime of being a journalist exposing government misdeeds. Perhaps Putin will remind Biden of how U.S. political dissidents are being treated, such as the hundreds arrested for what the Democrats and the mainstream media laughingly call the January 6th insurrection. Many of these nonviolent and unnamed protesters have been held in solitary confinement with no chance of bail, even though they have no prior arrests or convictions. Most await trial on minor charges that may not even take place until next year. The Washington foreign policy establishment is hopelessly corrupt. The weaponization of the U.S. dollars to bring the rest of the world to heel is backfiring. Only a serious change in course toward non-interventionism and non-aggression can avert a disaster. Time is running out. Thanks for listening.